Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to our Ecom Sales Tax Podcast, another episode. This is a production of Multistate Tax Solutions, and we're proud to have Dan Peisner here with you and me, Andy Johnson. I'm your host. So in this podcast, our goal is to help e-commerce sellers and their advisors keep up with the constantly changing world of sales tax. So Dan, are you ready to get started?
Yes, I am, Andy. Let's do this.
All right. Dan, I see something interesting in the news having to do with e-commerce. Do you see my screen all right?
Yes, I do.
So this article in the U.S. News and World Report, April 23rd, 2018, says that Amazon is prepping for its next phase of e-commerce growth. And so it's talking about grocery and apparel sales and the next two hurdles. I know that, that sort of news spreads a lot of fear in the brick and mortar world. I have several friends that are are highly involved in some really big grocery chains, and I'm sure that this strikes fear in their heart. You don't want to be targeted by Amazon.
I would certainly say so. Amazon's been doing their pantry system for quite a while, and we use it even here at our office for getting groceries and keeping supplied and whatnot. And where Amazon can go, you can bet that their third party sellers will be soon to follow as soon as Amazon works out the kinks and the bugs.
All right, totally agree. Dan, for a good reading, if you ever want to see how Amazon works, you read the Everything Store, which I think is the unauthorized biography of Amazon, but it is very interesting, and you realize why you would be fearful if they ever target your particular industry. But you bring up a good point, Dan. How do third-party sellers deal with selling clothes if they want to? I've got another screen. I've pulled a chart of the taxability of clothing. And I'm going to share that with you right here. So here is a chart that pulled from one of our resources, CCH, in fact, CCH and Teleconnect, very helpful. Dan, so I want to go over, so here is a chart of the taxability of clothing, and I'm looking at the top 10 states by way of population. So Dan, you have even more resources that you can look at as to specific items. But if you are an e-commerce seller and you're selling clothing, you want to look at whether your clothing is even taxable in the state where you're selling to. So in California, it says clothing, and remember, this is just a chart, right? It doesn't have enough detail. But pretty much in California, Dan, clothing is taxable, except there are exemptions available in a very limited circumstance for new children's clothing sold to nonprofit organization for free distribution to elementary school children, and used clothing sold by certain thrift stores benefiting the chronically ill. So as you can see, California basically says all clothing is taxable. Do you have any exceptions to that in California that you can see?
Unless you're one of those store chains, not really. California wants you to charge the tax on clothing.
Yep. Even schools are not exempt in California. All right. So Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Michigan, all taxable. Any specific exceptions to this overall taxability rule that you see?
No, unless you're an exempt entity, you're paying the tax on those.
Yeah. Excellent. So, Dan, you have what, a list of over 100 different types of clothing items, right?
I do.
All right. So we'll see if there's any. So in New York, the overall rule is that clothing is exempt as long as clothing and footwear costs less than $110 per item or pair. clothing and footwear costing $110 or more are taxable. So the overall rule is clothing is exempt in New York. Do you have any examples of notable exceptions to that overall rule other than this $110?
Yes, I do. So your normal clothing under the limit is exempt, but then you look at the as with all states, New York tries to, with when it comes to exemptions, will try to tailor them as narrowly as possible to avoid giving up as much revenue as possible. So should you find yourself, oh, say around Halloween or so, wanting to buy a costume mask, you pop on down to the store and buy it, you will find that, in fact, it does have sales tax on it.
A costume mask is not considered clothing.
No, it is not.
That's interesting. So one thing we always say, Dan, is that the legislature giveth and the Department of Revenue taketh away. So in this case, the legislature would have said something like, or the law says something like, clothing is exempt. Probably the law says something like, clothing is defined as something that you wear that costs less than $110. That's probably the statute without looking at it. And then it doesn't further define clothing, is my guess. And then the Department of Revenue, the administrators say, okay, a mask. Is that really clothing? In the definition of clothing, let's look up the definition of clothing. And they conclude, mask is not clothing. Therefore, it is taxable, no matter what it costs, right?
Exactly. And what we see in a lot of these states that kind of do the mess around with the clothing exemptions is that they try to carve out things like uniforms and athletic wear, formal wear, and even with some clients we found even defining formal wear can be a challenge. So it's really when it comes to the some of the clothing areas, contrary to other areas of taxability, if I'm an Amazon seller and I'm trying to set this up, I might actually be happier just seeing that a state taxes everything than trying to figure out the exemptions.
Mm-hmm. The problem is that if you don't try to get it every item right, then you get some pushback sometimes from customers. So the conservative thing would be, just tax it all. But then you start getting irate customers. And I've seen big companies brought to their knees, tax departments anyway, by someone who was complaining over, I think it was 26 cents in tax. The actual head of the tax department had to talk to that person on the phone to explain why they were charging 26 cents in tax. So, all right, any other thing you want to share, interesting tidbit about New York clothing?
New York, specifically, generally speaking, anything they're going to fall that with anything other than protective wear or things like the masks, but nothing else particularly interesting comes to mind.
All right, perfect. So North Carolina, the general rule is taxable, but they do point out that if you buy a suit, say, and there is a charge of $29 for alteration of that suit, and it's separately stated, then you don't have to pay tax on the services. So that's not too unusual in states that don't tax services. Usually, if it's separately stated, is the key. So I think that's all they're saying in North Carolina. Ohio, the general rule is that it's taxable, but there is an exemption or protective clothing used exclusively in a regulated manufacturing area. So can you give me some examples of what Ohio might exempt under that rule?
I think in that regard, you're looking for things like work gloves. You're looking for some of the welding goggles, thermal covers, just the heavier duty gear that you would be that you would use in a manufacturing area, and more importantly, because this is a less of a per se exemption and more of a use exemption, meaning that it's highly reliant upon how the gear is used. It won't be exempt at all unless your customer likely presents you with some form of an exemption or other certificate. So there's, rather than just setting it up for full exemption, there's going to be a certificate component to this one as well, I would imagine. And that's a good
contrast to groceries, for example. So in most states, if you're selling groceries, you don't need the buyer to furnish you an exempt certificate. But you're saying in Ohio, if you're selling some sort of gloves or goggles or et cetera, then those could be used in an exempt manner or could be used in a taxable manner. So a certificate is necessary in that case, or else you have to tax it.
Yes, I believe looking at that exemption, I would certainly want to see that before I exempted it, were it me.
Right. Excellent. All right, so that's Ohio. Pennsylvania says that clothing in general is exempt, except this brings up the example that you talked about. You know, if you happen to be in the business of selling formal wear or renting formal wear, then you need to understand that certain items might actually not be considered clothing in some states, and Pennsylvania is one of those. What do you want to share about Pennsylvania?
With Pennsylvania, oddly enough, if you get into some things like aqua shoes, those net shoes that you wear into the water, whereas New York
is water shoes.
Water shoes, aqua shoes, potato. Okay. Well, in the case of Pennsylvania, quite the taxable potato, as it turns out. The water shoes would be taxable, whereas New York would give you a break on the tax on those.
Interesting. All right. So that brings up another point. So these are the basics exemptions for clothing, but some states, they may tax clothing. Take Texas, for example. The general rule is clothing is taxable in Texas. But there are situations where the clothing would be exempt. And so my next chart I want to share is, not only do you have to be aware of whether or not something qualifies as exempt clothing, but whether or not there is a sales tax holiday in that particular state. So I've got a chart showing all the state tax holidays for 2018. So California taxes clothing and they don't have any holidays, et cetera, down through Michigan. New York doesn't have any holidays, except we already know they exempt clothing less than $110. North Carolina doesn't have any holidays, but Ohio does. So what was the Ohio rule on clothing? Ohio was that it's taxable except for this narrow exemption, except that Ohio does have a holiday. And so it applies only during this limited window, August 3rd through August 5th, 2015. And it exempts school supplies, less than $20 each, and clothing with a price of $75 or less. Okay. So Dan, this is one of those per se exemptions you were talking about where there's no certificate needed. It's on the vendor just to not charge sales tax.
Exactly. And it's something that seemingly should be easy, but you have to make sure that the system that you're using is properly tracking that you're seeing that for those 3 days that your clothing is being properly exempted, that you have the definition of clothing right, for which you may or may not really care for the other 362 days out of the year, and then of course school instructional materials, that you've got a reasonable definition of that set up within your system, or that you've or the more uh, troublesomely that you've properly coded your any materials you have that are school instructional materials.
You know, one thing that also comes to mind as we look at Texas has basically the same rule, except the price is $100 or less, and it's August 10th through 12th. One thing that I could see e-commerce sellers, you know, say they get this all right and they don't charge tax. Someone buys some footwear from someone in Texas, buys some footwear from you on August 11th, and you sell it to them for $99 and they don't pay any tax. On August 15th, they decide the shoes don't fit and they return them. And when you run it through your system on August 15th, it automatically refunds them $99 plus $8 in sales tax. And you send them $107 back when they return the shoes they bought from you. But you only got $99 the first time because your system didn't charge tax because it had a holiday, or you just manually overrode it. But so you manually override the holiday time period so you don't charge the sales tax. And then later they come and refund it and you end up giving away $8 in tax. Follow me?
Ouch. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a logistics problem that a lot of people don't think about. But that can multiply that times enough people and enough returns, and that can add up pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen that situation happen, and what you have to do is that's a case of sending in money to the state. Well, you're giving money back to the customer that you didn't send into the state, so you have to go back and get that money from your customer because you refunded too much money to them. So there you have it, Dan. So that we're talking about Amazon getting into the world of clothes, also groceries. We could have another discussion about taxability of groceries. And we said that in the 10 most populous states, here are the rules. We talked about some exceptions to those rules. And then we said, keep in mind also that there's a sales tax holiday in some of these states. So I will share these charts. We will share these charts with our listeners. And that concludes our podcast today. And for those of you who are part of the inner circle, stick around and we'll talk to you about your specific questions. So Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy.
See you next week.
All righty.